American Pie. 1. Josephine Bacon is a translator, editor, and author based in London. She owns and runs the only company in the world created for the specific purpose of translating in either direction between British and American texts. American Pie can be found online at www.americanization.com. 2. Josephine, what gave you the idea of starting a translation agency specializing in translation between British and American English? 3. Because I found there was such a need for it. I lived in the US for 4 years, and I found considerable differences between the languages. When I first met my ex-husband, we almost needed a dictionary to communicate. 4. For example, one day I told him about a terrible car accident I had had when I was 17. I explained to him that I had been thrown onto the pavement. In American English, pavement means roadway. I knew the word sidewalk, I just didn't use it. It was only after I finally did use it that he understood why I was so upset. 5. Another example is shake. Shake is a cheap tile that is frequently used in California and Nevada and other places that don't get a lot of rainfall. Very few translators in this country would know that. 6. Many East Coast Americans wouldn't know it either. There is a huge difference between the US English used on each coast and in each part of the US. 7. How much of your work is done between British and American English? 8. About 10%. We do more work from foreign languages into American English. About 50%. 9. What kind of documents are you asked to translate from British to American English and vice versa? 10. They fall into two categories. The first is advertising and marketing texts. We have to ensure they have the right look and feel, and that they are not using terminology that will be unfamiliar to the end user. 11. Not every English person knows that a cell phone is a mobile phone, for example. The other category is technical documents. 12. What reference works do you use? 13. Dictionaries, style manuals, and my own experience. I used to be a journalist and court interpreter in the US. I also use the Chicago Manual of Style, which is the ultimate reference for American grammar and punctuation. 14. There is also the AP, Associated Press, Style Manual. If necessary, I send it to my partner Dan Henderson in America, who is a technical writer, and he checks it. 15. There are many little everyday differences, such as shades instead of blinds, stroller for pushchair, diaper for nappy, and so on. 16. Of course, the British can understand American English much more than the other way around because of the predominance of US-made films and television. 17. How much of the document do you change when you translate between UK and US English? 18. The average percentage is surprisingly high. It can be as much as 10% for some texts. 19. Do you think the two versions will merge eventually? 20. No, I don't. Because all kinds of English are incredibly parochial. For example, Australian uses the word oval for running track. 21. However, American words are creeping into British English, which is changing at an incredible rate. There is no doubt that the two influence each other. 22. American English used to affect British English more than vice versa, but I think the influence is now starting to go the other way. 23. British films and television are starting to become successful there, so they are starting to understand us a little better, although they still need glossaries for soap operas whose characters speak with very strong regional accents, such as Coronation Street and EastEnders. 24. But I don't think there will ever be a merger, so to speak. I don't think there will be in the United States either, because there are so many regional differences within the country itself. 25. In Chicago, people rent flats, just as we British do. In all other areas of the US, they rent apartments. Now, the UK is starting to use the word apartment because estate agents think it makes properties sound grander and more appealing. 26. Another important consideration is weights and measures. All European countries, including the UK and Ireland, now use the metric system. 27. The US and Canada still use the British imperial system. All texts that refer to measurements should be reviewed and changed. 28. Many people think American English is a bastardization of the one true English, British English. Do you agree? 29. No, I don't. Every language exists in its own right, and American English is no exception. Britain has as many differences between its own regional accents as it has with American English. 30. In fact, the Americans still use many Shakespearean terms such as gotten and presently to mean now instead of later. This is pure Shakespearean English which we have dropped and they have conserved. 31. America has given us many words that we now consider to be wholly British. If anyone has bastardized British English, it is the British.